Hey everyone, before you is a piece titled New Victimhood by Diane Safranian. Before I give you a bit of a background in my interpretation of the piece, I want you to pause this recording and think about what is being depicted. What do you see? Is there anything that stands out to you? Diane is a Vietnamese-American artist, and for one of her main projects, she went to Vietnam to film the plastics and waste that are in the ocean. At that time and even now, a lot of our plastic waste end up in Southeast Asia to be processed, such as in Vietnam, so the oceans end up getting very polluted there. Actually, this piece was photographed in 2019, a time when Vietnam had one of the highest annual GDP growth rates, but led to them being a big contributor to ocean pollution. When I look at this piece, the objects I see are all human-made, such as fishing nets and possibly pink plastic ties or strings that end up harming marine life. And this can be a representation of how Diane wanted to capture how humans contribute to the pollution of oceans, as well as how harmful the fishing industry is. Additionally, the first thing that captures my eyes is the bright blue colors in the middle of the piece. New Victimhood is a lightjet chromogenic print with an aluminum frame that Diane made herself. And for those of you who are wondering what that is, it is a process where images are exposed onto photographic paper that has many layers of silver halide emulsions through RGB lasers. Through this process, a bioluminescence effect is achieved, which is a formation and emission of light from living organisms creating chemical reactions. This effect of bright blues in the piece can be a symbol of how humans are predators to the ocean, as bioluminescence is often emitted when under attack by a predator. I believe that this piece is meant to be left ambiguous and open to interpretation because of the first look we see a massive field of plastics and waste in the ocean, but it's hard to distinguish what it really is besides through the textures of the fishing nets that we see. So Diane wants us to really think about what it means to us when we look at it and how this impacts the environment. So with this in mind, I want you to leave thinking about this question. What are we doing that contributes to environmental injustice of ocean pollution, and how can we change our practices to achieve environmental justice?